This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to recall that just a few days ago, last week in fact, the United Nations General Assembly voted to remove Russia from the Human Rights Council. And the vote was overwhelming. There were 93 nations that voted to remove Russia from the Human Rights Council. There were even more nations that voted to demand that the Russians halt their war, their advance, their invasion of Ukraine. And Samuel Goldman, who's a professor at George Washington University with the Department of Political Science, he is also a literary editor of Modern Age, a conservative quarterly, and contributing editor at the American Conservative. Professor Goldman asked the question, did anybody pay attention? Did any of those UN votes matter? And is the United Nations, in fact, almost totally irrelevant to this international crisis that we're all experiencing? Professor Goldman, thank you for joining us on the Medved Show.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, when you talk about the UN being irrelevant, is that the same as the UN being virtually useless in this situation?
Well, the UN doesn't function well in periods of great power rivalry, and that's what prevented hopes for international cooperation after World War II from being realized. And now, the fact that Russia, a member of the UN Security Council, is itself involved in a major conflict makes it very, very difficult for the UN to intervene in any way.
And is there some way that you think this could have been pursued more effectively to use the United Nations? There's been general sense, at least, that some of the unity in the European Union and from NATO countries, some of the common purpose, at least, that has been announced and demonstrated has been refreshing and positive. Do you believe that to be true?
I think that's true of the European Union and NATO, and now after more than 75 years of the United Nations, I think disillusionment with its capacity has become overwhelming. It reached a previous low point in the 1990s after disasters in Somalia, Rwanda, and the former Yugoslavia, and then was revived somewhat in response to 9/11. But since then, the failures of the Iraq War, the unsuccessful attempts to mediate a peaceful resolution in the Syrian civil war, and also recurring corruption scandals have made it very difficult for anyone to take the UN seriously.
And what's the alternative? And in other words, right now we have this horrible situation where everyone is expecting very severe bloodshed. Perhaps there's even talk of use of chemical weapons. President Putin seems very determined to continue. What should the American response be beyond trying to rely on the UN and other international organizations?
Well, I think we have to look to NATO and to some extent the European Union, which have more limited membership and closer alignment with American principles and goals in this conflict. And if you look at the roll call of the second vote, you'll find that many of the largest states in the world abstained. from calling for Russia's removal from the Human Rights Council. And I think that reflects the fact that opposition to Russian policy really is concentrated in the United States and among its traditional allies in Europe and Asia. It isn't as widespread as we would like to think.
And 23 nations, including India, well, India actually abstained, I believe, but
yes,
China actually voted against removing Russia from the Human Rights Council. And but the other 23 nations were largely nations in Africa. They were not, other than China, world powers, were they?
No, but it should be remembered that China is itself a member of the Human Rights Council, which is a reminder that the high ideals of the United Nations aren't always realized in its own institutions. And one of the problems in building confidence in the UN has been the presence of reliable abusers of human rights, like China, in some of its most visible functions.
What is the, you believe, the best outcome we can hope for with this war in the position that we're in right now?
My hope is that it will lead to a serious reawakening among our European and other allies about the need to provide for their own security. They have become extremely reliant on the United States to provide money and material for their defense, and I hope that they're realizing now that that's not good enough. So you and your listeners have probably heard about the renewal of interest in joining NATO in Sweden and Finland, as well as the revival of German national defense programs. I think an optimistic outcome would be for those efforts to continue. As for Ukraine itself, it's hard to be so optimistic because public opinion in this country is widely and I think rightly opposed to any direct military intervention. And short of that, there are limits to what we can do to push back the Russian invasion.
A number of observers say, well, that could all change if there is evidence of chemical weapons. And there's a citation in the New York Times today from a leading Russian strategist, someone in the government who is talking precisely about using chemical means to, quote, drive some of the, he says, the moles out of their dens, where Ukrainian troops are basically sheltering themselves. Do you believe that chemical weapons of some kind, or biological weapons, would be a red line that would provoke more direct American involvement?
I think the use of chemical or biological weapons would make it much, much harder to restrain American involvement. But ultimately, we shouldn't forget that we face the risk of nuclear war. And in the past, during the Cold War, that threat was sufficient to keep the United States out of Europe, even when intervention might have been morally justified. I'm thinking of the Soviet invasion of Hungary in the 1950s, and I think that would be the case again, even if Russia were to use weapons of mass destruction.
That weapons of, even with Russians using weapons of mass destruction, that the United States would be hesitant to get directly involved. The piece by Professor Goldman, which is called The Irrelevance of the United Nations, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It originally appeared in The Week, where he is a regular contributor. We will be right back with the latest on the now 8 week almost old war. Coming up. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's new news from Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a federal judge seems likely to rule that a lawsuit that's trying to bar Representative Greene from actually running for re-election, that lawsuit can go forward. Now, how would she be prevented from running for re-election? The same kind of lawsuit, which hasn't gotten very far, you've got to admit, it's a lawsuit similarly against Madison Cawthorn, and on the same basis, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which is one of the most important amendments to the Constitution, includes a great deal of very, very important guarantees. Most famously, it guarantees equal protection of the laws, and it guarantees due process of law. And that's been used to basically federalize everything because, for instance, when you say there's equal protection of laws for all citizens of the United States, that means equal protection of the law for people who live in California and people who live in Alabama. In any event, the lawsuit, which it's a lawsuit posed by Free Speech for People, and they filed it last month on behalf of Georgia voters. It argues that her reelection violates the 14th Amendment. Now, why? Because it prohibits, quote, those who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion from serving in Congress. Now, the clear intention when this amendment was passed in 1868 was to make sure that former Confederate leaders would not be allowed to serve in Congress. And it asked Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who was running for re-election, and remember, he is not a favorite of President Trump, and again, neither is his co-office holder in the state of Georgia, Governor Kemp. Brian Kemp is also opposed by President Trump in his bid for re-election, even though they're both Republicans. In any event, the lawsuit asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to determine Green's eligibility in accordance with Georgia law. The same group had filed a similar lawsuit against another Republican representative, Madison Cawthorn, maybe Vladimir Putin's biggest champion in the Congress of the United States, and certainly Marjorie Taylor Greene is also in that category. She's been very, very outspoken regarding her support for President Putin in the war against Ukraine. Friday, U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg hinted she would allow the case against Greene to continue when she said she had significant questions and concerns about a North Carolina judge's blocking the lawsuit against Cawthorn. The North Carolina ruling, which is being appealed, cited a post-Civil War law in North Carolina that allowed some Confederates to serve in Congress. But Totenberg said that law, the Amnesty Act of 1872, wasn't meant to apply to future insurrectionists. I don't think that the Amnesty Act likely was prospective, she said in court on Friday. In a federal court filing meant to stop the lawsuit, Green's lawyer, who also represents Cawthorn, said Green vigorously denies that she aided and engaged in insurrection to obstruct the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Well, she's also gotten involved in a sort of an ongoing scrap with the comedian Jimmy Kimmel, which he's enjoying a lot, and she called the cops on him. She notified the police that she believed that Kimmel had threatened her because he said concerning Marjorie Taylor Greene in one of her recent statements, "Where's Will Smith when we really need him?" And she thought even invoking the name of Will Smith in regards to a member of Congress ended up being a potentially serious threat. But here's the latest from Jimmy Kimmel concerning his favorite member of the House from Georgia. Listen.
She would like arrested, but the people who attacked the Capitol, it's time to drop that already.
You know what I think? I think the American people are fed up with this over-dramatization of a riot that happened here at the Capitol one time.
Right. One time. If it happens again, we'll look at it. I feel like Marjorie Taylor Greene is a phenomenon that could have been prevented with a high enough dose of Valtrex. But she appeared on a podcast hosted by the disgraced but still going Congressman Matt Gaetz, who joined forces with the Green Goblin to complain about me.
Jimmy Kimmel is a total jerk.
Go on.
Jimmy Kimmel is a total jerk. And it seems that his trend is to attack women, which is particularly troubling.
Says the guy who's currently under federal investigation for sex trafficking, obstructing justice, and paying for sex with a 17-year-old girl. But keep going. I want to see where this is headed.
His critiques of particularly you and our colleague Lauren Boebert are highly gendered critiques. Right, because he's you're a Klan mom, right? Mm-hmm. So like he's attacking you as a mom and as a woman, and then he attacks Lauren Boebert and says, oh, she looks like stepmom porn. See how he does that?
No, that's not fair at all. I make jokes about men too. I make jokes about you. If I remember when I said I feel bad for you because you didn't have a girlfriend in high school until you were 30. Your political background will come in handy when you come in handy registered sex offender because you're used to knocking on strangers' doors to introduce yourself. You remember those things. Apology accepted, Matt.
Okay. Again, do I believe that it's a good idea to disqualify people from even appearing on the ballot because of participation in an insurrection or a rebellion? It's look, I have absolutely no support or sympathy at all for either Congressman Matt Gaetz or for Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're both a disgrace. And by the way, and that goes triply for Madison Cawthorn. I mean, Madison Cawthorn, who said that at this moment when the heroism of the Ukrainian people and their army have inspired really the whole world, and this cuts across politics, for him to say that the Ukrainian government is just incredibly evil and that Volodymyr Zelensky is a thug. I mean, come on, Madison. I mean, really, is this useful right now? I wish that they weren't in Congress. I know that Madison Taylor Greene and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Madison Cawthorn both have primary opponents, and I hope those primary opponents win. These are Republican districts, and it would be terrific if somebody who actually represented the better principles of the Republican Party won. But does that mean that you can actually win with a gimmicky lawsuit equating their support for January 6th to the support for the Confederate side in the Civil War? Not fair. So the latest coming up about where Putin is going with his war. Coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is soaring higher than economists predicted. The numbers out showing the consumer price index jumped to 8.5% last month. As far as everyday items that have gone up over the last year, gas is up 48%, electricity 11%, car and truck rentals up 23%, milk up 13%, eggs up 11%. The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas, mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Seventeen seventy-six. Our phone number on the Michael Medved Show. We just got an interesting email about the shooting this morning. It's from Herman, who is writing in from Hawaii. And he says, I will never understand how one can believe in God and not believe that this shooting in New York is God's will. He created the heavens and the earth, and he can't stop a shooting in New York? He then goes on, he says, we cannot know God's plan for each of us. Absolutely true. Cannot one of those plans be losing loved ones in a senseless shooting or enduring the injuries from a senseless shooting? Okay, sure. But the point is that as you begin, we cannot know for certain what God's plan is in any case. And what about the plan that is demonstrated by the fact that remarkably, with some 10 people wounded and close to 30 people injured, including people who were trampled or who hurt themselves getting out of the subways, with all those people injured, apparently none have suffered life-threatening injuries. There have been no deaths yet. Is that God's will? Well, sure, everything that happens is God's will if you believe in God, but not everything is meant to impact people the same way. In fact, sometimes different events will impact people differently. For instance, apparently some of the early explosions, the explosion of his gas canister, I mean, this did not work out well for this shooter, because he didn't really have this ability or the success of killing massive numbers of people, which is apparently was what he had in mind. And yet that means for the people who happened to get on the subway that morning, it was a very different thing. I mean, the idea that God directs mass events, all of which have elements of human choice. Today there's an interesting piece by Joseph Epstein in the Wall Street Journal, where he's talking about, okay, my favorite novel of all time, and it is War and Peace, precisely because that book, which is about a group of characters who lived through the years immediately preceding, during, and then following Napoleon's... do we have Biden is on about the shooting? Let's go to the president. Yeah, if the president of the United States is talking about what happened in New York, would people feel somehow cheated if Biden were not talking about it? I'm not sure they would. But the point about War and Peace that I was going to make is he asked the question, is how is it that the Grand Armée, that the French army that invaded Russia in 1812, that army was 600,000 people. Now you think about that. That means 600,000 people who make the decision at some point, because they're not slaves. They make the decision at some point that they're going to follow orders, and because Napoleon has this crazy idea of invading Russia, they're going to march close to 1,000 miles to the east in this doomed effort where many of those 600,000 people died to try to invade Russia with no visible argument behind it. Or you could ask about they estimate about 200,000 Russian troops that are currently engaged in the battle against Ukraine for reasons that no one can seem to understand. I mean, the claim that Vladimir Putin says he's now changing his focus from just trying to denazify the Ukrainian government or to run out the Nazis who are running Ukraine. They're now saying it's Ukrainian Nazis and American neo-Nazis. And that America really needs to be victimized too. But see, all of this goes to the way that, and this is something that Hegel writes about too, that these great events in human history require a lot of individual judgments to happen. Because it's not one man or one individual, no matter how powerful, has that power to influence people to follow him. You decide sooner or later. At one point, you decide. And it's not just in democracies. In other words, if you are living in an autocracy like Putin's Russia, a Russian people, or enough of them to sustain this government, have decided to give him their confidence and to give him power over them. Speaking of power over such people, a Missouri trio are the first in the state of Missouri to get jail time in the Capitol riot case. This from the Kansas City Star. They say they are beyond regretful. A federal judge on Monday handed down jail sentences to three Missouri residents who breached the Capitol together on January 6th, two of them stealing a piece of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's fractured nameplate. U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg sentenced Emily Hernandez of Sullivan to 30 days in jail, 1 year of supervised release, and 80 hours of community service. Her uncle, William Mary Jr. of St. Louis County, got 45 days in jail, 9 months of supervised release, and 80 hours of community service. And Paul Westover of Lake St. Louis received a jail sentence of 45 days. The three became the first Missouri residents to receive jail time for their roles in the insurrection. Seven other Missouri residents have been sentenced to probation, and the cases of 10 others are making their way through federal court. You'll notice that these are not stiff sentences. I mean, 30 days in jail and supervised release with 80 hours of community service, who knows what that's going to be. The point about the community service is to make these people an example, for Americans to recognize that if you don't like something the government is doing, You don't have a right to physically attack the seat of government. And you certainly don't have the right to go in and steal something like a fractured nameplate from the Speaker of the House. And the one thing, and we're talking here about the will of history and the will of individuals, it's wrong to simply blame a few conservative leaders for what happened on January 6th. The problem was there were a lot of people, thousands and thousands, who believed what President Trump and others were telling them about a stolen election, and came at what they believed to be a summons from the President of the United States and a president that they liked and believed in. And I think that part of what is going on with this whole process about January 6th and why it isn't over is to make it clear, to let people like these folks who have been sentenced to 45 days in jail or 30 days in jail, you clearly did something wrong, you broke the law, you did something without justification, and there has to be some kind of price that is paid. Obviously, the idea of trying to sentence someone for 20 years, I think some of the individuals who have been most violent against the police have been sentenced for 4 years so far. The point is, there are hundreds of them and hundreds of these cases left to go. And let each one stand as an example and send a message. And what's the message Putin is sending about his intentions? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a story from Reuters reporting that the proportion of Russians who say they trust President Vladimir Putin has risen to 81.6% from 67.2% before he ordered troops to invade Ukraine on February 24th. This according to a survey by a pollster called VTSIOM. And it is run by the Soviet government, Russian government. So, of course, completely trustworthy. The conflict so far has displaced more than 10 million Ukrainians from their homes, destroying the homes for many of them. It has killed or injured thousands, turned cities into rubble. I mean, if you look at the pictures of Mariupol, it's easily the level of destruction that was visited on some major German cities during World War II. And it's also led to sweeping Western sanctions that will push down Russian living standards. The pollster, state-run pollster, said 78.9% of respondents in its latest survey said they approved of Putin's actions, compared to 64.3% in the last poll. The proportion who disapproved of his actions fell to 12.9%. Okay, you believe that? Newsweek is also reporting that Vladimir Putin said that his country had no other choice but to invade Ukraine and what he has called a special military operation was aimed at saving people in the Donbas region. In the Donbas region, it was also the Russians who started a war. And it was not the Ukrainians. Donbas is part of Ukraine. It's part of an internationally recognized map of Ukraine. And the desire of the separatists, who have been funded and very actively supported and armed and encouraged and really commanded by Putin from the Kremlin, the Donbas separatists, you remember they also shot down a Malaysian airliner. That was part of the... They may or may not have done it deliberately. Why? Do they have special gripe with Malaysia? No, not particularly. But this has been going on since 2014, and it's been condemned by the whole world because, again, it's not legitimate to be financing people to try to overthrow the government of where they live from across the border, but that's Putin. And I mentioned earlier in the show that the Chancellor of Austria, and Austria Austria has always been considered a Western nation. It's part of the European Union. It is not a member nation of NATO, though it has been supporting sanctions against Russia. And the Chancellor of Austria asked to meet with Putin. He is the only Western leader to have met with Putin personally since the invasion. And he said Mr. Putin was dismissive of atrocities in Ukraine, saying that they were actually fraudulent and were set up, artificially set up by the Ukrainians to make the Russians look bad, but no atrocity had occurred. Karl Nehammer, the Chancellor of Austria, said it was clear that Russian forces were mobilizing for a large-scale assault in eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, the next phase of a war now in its seventh week. He also said that Mr. Putin intended to drastically intensify the brutality of the war. And I think you have every reason to take that seriously, very seriously. The battle being threatened cannot be underestimated in its violence, said the Austrian Chancellor, after a 75-minute meeting at Mr. Putin's residence outside Moscow, that the author described as blunt and direct. The Austrian Chancellor said he had told the Russian president that as long as people were dying in Ukraine, the sanctions against Russia will stay in place and will be toughened further. Mr. Nehammer said that Mr. Putin had brushed aside the accusations of war crimes as having been staged by Ukraine. Like all those bodies at Bucha, never mind. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? How much more brutal the war could become was signaled in an interview with Edward Basurin, who is a separatist commander in the Donbas, which aired on Russian state television. Mr. Basurin said that with Ukrainian forces ensconced in underground fortifications at a steel plant in Mariupol, they're underground because they don't want to be killed by bombs, that storming the redoubt did not make sense. Instead, he said, Russian forces needed to first block all the exits and then turn to the chemical troops, and this is in a quote, who will find a way to smoke the moles out of their holes. Now, if that doesn't sound like a direct threat or promise to use chemical weapons, I don't know what does. Mr. Putin was silent on Monday, yesterday, but was expected to speak publicly today when he will be traveling to Siberia to the Vostochny spaceport in Russia's Far East with his little mini-me, very compliant mini-me, President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus, his ally. There they will together mark the annual Cosmonauts Day. The February 24th invasion of Ukraine has increasingly been framed by Mr. Putin as not against the country of Ukraine, but against the West. Specifically, says President Putin, against the United States as the supposed patron of Mr. Zelensky's government and its aspirations to escape Russia's domination. Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, his daughter, like Putin's daughter, has just had some of her assets blocked or frozen. Lavrov said in a Russian television interview that aired yesterday that what the Kremlin calls its special operation in Ukraine, you're not allowed to call it a war, you can get arrested for that, is aimed at rolling back American influence, which the Russian government characterized as the root of all the world's evils. Quote, our special military operation is designed to put an end to the reckless expansion and the reckless course toward complete domination by the United States, Mr. Lavrov said. The Russian troops, having retreated from northern Ukraine after a failed attempt last month to reach the capital of Kyiv, have been resupplying and regrouping in Russia and Belarus as they can join the battle, so they can join the battle in eastern Ukraine. But Western officials said on Monday that the effort may still take some time. Ukrainian officials have been warning since last week that civilians in east Ukraine should flee while they can. Mr. Zelensky warned that tens of thousands of Russian troops were preparing a renewed assault there. Few believe the antagonists are ready for real talks, because Mr. Putin, says the New York Times, needs to show more military gains, and because the Ukrainians believe they can still repel the Russians, said Ivo Dalder, who is former U.S. ambassador to NATO. The Ukrainians think they have an opportunity not just to prevent Russia from gaining more ground in the east, but of expelling them from there, while Putin needs to find something he can sell as a victory, Mr. Dalder said. So diplomacy is not going anywhere. The leaders of governments, no matter how tasteful, he said, Zelensky, have to be willing to meet personally, indicating he would meet with Putin. The West also hoped that increasing economic pain would encourage Mr. Putin to scale down the war and end it. Russia is already in deep recession, and its economy is expected to shrink by 11% this year, the World Bank reported. There is more on this and more on why it is that the last 10 years of American life have been so profoundly stupid and dysfunctional, according to a very prominent professor at New York University. We'll be speaking with Jonathan Haidt in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.